Every time you listen to a CD series or observe a master doing something, or you do it yourself, or you read a book, every time you do that, you are at a new place. You have a different set of neural pathways at different sizes that are vibrating and attracting different things. You are a new person tomorrow compared to today. If you were to listen to this entire day's training tomorrow, it would be like a brand new experience, because you're a different person and you're going to be receiving it differently and picking up different things. So the way that you learn this data is to listen to these CDs over and over and over and over and over and over. This is the key. If you miss this point, it's like, I love it when people say, you know, there's a couple of great books out there. Okay. One is by Dale Carnegie, How to Win Friends and Influence People. That teaches specifically some techniques. So it's not as important, but it's a great book. I'll use this as an example. I go to people, have you read the Dale Carnegie book? Oh yeah, I read that. Oh, so you know, yeah, I know it all, I read it. When did you read it? Oh, I read that too. Well, I read that about 25 years ago. I go, you know, they redid the whole book, you should read it again. Of course, they haven't read that, it's the same book. Guy reads it and goes, oh my God, yeah, they redid the whole book. It's like a brand new book. It's the same book, Charlie. You're different. You can't, it's like people say, oh, I read a book once. I listened to a CD once. I went to a seminar once. Really? If I said, hey, let's go to dinner tonight, you wouldn't say, oh, no, it's okay. I ate once in my life, 20 years ago. You eat every day. You feed your body every day. You got to feed your mind every day, because you're growing. Your mind is growing just like your body. It needs new information every day. Take that back. It needs information every day, even if it's the same, because it becomes new every time you listen to it or read it or observe it or do it. You make a souffle 1,000 times. Every time you make it, it's a new experience. And you're learning something new every time you do it. Every time you throw a punch, the monk taught me, it's a new experience. You're learning something new every single time. You're adding to what you knew, you're adding something new, because you're a new person. So CDs, listen to CDs over and over again, constantly. Reading books, constantly. So for you, those listening to this at home, and those of you here, you need to be listening to these CDs over and over and over and over again, so you can master the basics and master all the material. You need to be reading books over and over and over again. When you get to a certain level of mastery, and we'll know, there'll be a series of methods that we will employ so we can know which people who are participating in this gathering of knowledge and learning experience. We'll know which ones of you are ready for the next level. And the next level is that you can participate in some live training. Now, by the way, all of you here, don't expect that you'll automatically be invited to live training again. Ooh, some of you are like, huh, what do you mean? Don't I automatically, am I in the club? No. You have to qualify to be in the club. Just like I had to qualify to move up within the Brotherhood. Just like a military person has to qualify to get, you know, to become an officer and then move all his way up to general, and then up to 1-star, 2-star, 3-star, 4-star, 5-star general. Just like you had to qualify in the Masons to get up to a 33 degree. Every person who passed the third degree didn't make it the fourth. Every person who was at 20th degree didn't make it the 21st. Didn't get accepted. They didn't qualify. Why? Because they stopped understanding who they should listen to. Their teachability index was low. They were out of whack on the training balance scale. And they weren't unconsciously competent on the information that they already learned. See, if you've learned a certain amount of data, okay, we taught you how to make 5 dishes. Well, if you ain't a master at making those 5 dishes, we ain't gonna teach you how to make a 6th dish here at the cooking school. Does this make sense? So for you, listening to CDs, reading books, then if you qualify, you'll be invited to come to some live training. And then, if you qualify by becoming unconsciously competent in the material you're being exposed to, then you'll qualify to have a personal mentor. A personal mentor. And I'm looking at you right now. Your eyes are like, I want that. I want that. I want that. Some of you won't even care. Some of you won't even want that because you'll be so successful, having so many wonderful things happen in your life, you won't even care, which is perfectly fine. You're following your heart's desire, your bliss, your happiness. You're following your dreams, your goals, not anybody else's. There's no right and wrong here. Nobody's better because they've gotten the 33 degree in the Masons, or they've gotten to be a certain level in certain groups. Nobody's better. We just have more knowledge, which makes us available for those who want more knowledge. Doesn't make us better. So some of you will be allowed to have personal mentors if you qualify. And then you'll be able to get one-on-one training and observe your mentor and other members personally. And by that personal observation, that's another level. You should always, throughout this entire process, be doing this material yourself by developing neural pathways by doing it, which means you're going to be taught how to make the dish. You're going to be taught how to make the souffle. That means you actually go and make some souffles. You have to physically do it. See, when you go, I love people who are, you know, follow the gurus, you know, the seminar teachers, the lecturers, the guys who do all the big fancy seminars and all the stuff. And I pop in once in a while and I talk to people. It's like, oh, do you like this particular teacher? Oh, I go to all of his seminars. I love him. He's the best. Oh, really? Go to all of them? I've been going for years. Yeah? Never miss one. Oh, good. So you must be applying this in your life. Well, you know, I'm still learning. Still learning. See, they missed the point. Because one of the most powerful ways to learn this stuff, it's not by teaching it. See, this person wants to be a teacher. It's like, listen, you're in cooking school. You've learned how to make a souffle. You've come to all the classes. Go and cook a meal. Show your skills. You're not doing anything yet. Trust me, when you go into the kitchen and cook on your own, you're going to learn more than you had in the last 5 years going to these dumb seminars. Just one day in the kitchen cooking on your own. So you need to apply this stuff in your own life.